Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Me again. And I'm back.
And thank you for listening to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in. Those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. If you are on my show page online, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you can follow the show on a daily basis. Also, I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in the Frank Williams Show, the Frank Williams Show. And the page should come up there, the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do what you do. And become a friend of the show. Also, I promote the show on Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can find the show on Twitter at Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. So that means that whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, our show today has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. Their office number is 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, you'll never miss it. They'll take care of any and all of your needs. Call them today, 770-732-0244. Now, as you know, we're on a new time. 10:30 a.m. is going to be the time for the show for the next 4 weeks. 10:30 a.m. is the time for the show for the next 4 weeks. Now, I did a special show on Sunday, a special spiritual show where I read some scripture from the actual day reading. There's a daily reading, morning and evening reading from my Bible that I'm able to grab, and you can read it on a daily basis. And I have daily scripture and evening scripture. So you can get your spiritual thing on right there. And I'm going to try to incorporate that for every Sunday. Okay? I'm thinking about cutting out the Friday show. Not a lot of people are listening on Friday. So I'm thinking about cutting out the Free Fall Friday show. But not yet. Let's think about this a little while and come up with the best deal. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you'd like to call in and comment on today's episode, I have a great show for you today. Please feel free to do so. I always want to hear that from other people. All right? So, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you're looking forward to a tremendous week as well. And we're coming up towards the Mother's Day weekend, this weekend. And that's usually an exciting time. I know it used to be for me. Well, it still is because of my mother-in-law, and also my wife as well. I try to take care of them in any way that I can on Mother's Day. So I'm looking forward to that. And as you guys may know, or some of you guys that don't know me that well, my mom passed away in 2005. So, you know, that was pretty tough on me. It was April of 2005. And that was tough on the whole family. And because she was such a big part of the family, that her passing was really, really tough on everyone. But you have to try and move on. You have to try and continue to do what you do. Try to continue to be as normal as you can. Try to continue to move on with your family, because there isn't anything that you can do to bring them back. God had his weighed with them as far as their life and how he wanted things to go, and that's exactly how things went. And he took her at the time that he wanted to. He's not gonna, you know, he's not gonna come and ask me, when do you want? You know what I'm saying? He's gonna take me when he wants to. He's gonna take you when he wants to, and no one can stop it or slow it down or anything like that. So guys, remember that, and try to just be the best person you can to the people that you know and love, and take it from there, okay? And just cherish them while they're here with you, and you'll be okay. I know I sure did cherish my mother when she was here, and it's still tough on me today, but as time goes, you start to feeling a little bit better and start to understand things. So let's get off that note and let's get to the show. Again, I have a great show set up for you. If you want to call into the show and comment on this episode, please call 818-301-5834 and follow the phone screener's prompts, and your next thing you know, you'll be on the air with me. Today's show is titled Women Who Fall for the Okey-Doke. Now, women, you know, I'm not saying all women, of course. I don't want 700 emails or 700, you know, messages, text messages or whatever, saying that I'm wrong about this. I don't want that. I'm not talking about all women. I'm talking about some women. Some women fall for the okey-doke. And, you know, and what I'm saying by that is, okay, take for instance, you got a woman who's looking, okay, she's out there, she's looking for a man. She's looking for a man to settle down with. She's looking for a man that she can live out her life with. She's looking to get to be married. She wants to be married. So she's out there, excuse me, guys. She's out there, she's looking, and she's wanting, okay? And my thing is that, you know, some women, not all, but some women that are out there and they're looking for men, you know, then they, you know, they find this man, and what I'm saying is they're looking, but at the same time, they're not desperate, but you can think of it as desperate, okay? And the desperateness turns into something different. The desperateness turns into, I don't know what can be more than desperateness, but the desperateness turns into blinders. You know, you start to put on blinders. These women start to have blinders on where they can't really see what they're looking for. Okay? And what I'm saying by that is I'm saying that once you get to a certain point and you start to get desperate for a man or for a man to come into your life, you begin to take on men that aren't really what you're looking for, okay? You start to listen to men. Of course, if you're an attractive woman, they're going to be throwing their bait out there at you anyway, okay? And then if you're an attractive single woman, you're going to get even more bait thrown at you, all right? So they start to throw bait at you. And instead of you really looking at these guys for who they are. The first thing I think that women have to do is look at the guy and see if he's physically what they're looking for. What I mean by physically what they're looking for is he looks the way you want. If you like dark skinned guys or lighter skinned guys, or if you like men of a different race, and he's got the looks that you want, the body that you want, then that's the initial hurdle. All right? You look for that. Okay, this guy got what you're looking for. And then you start to say, okay, he's got what I'm looking for. Now it's time to figure out the approach. Okay, the approach has to be from you. The initial approach has to be from you. And if it's not, then he may not see you. He may just walk on by, may not even see you. So you missed who could potentially be Mr. Right. All right. Now, the reason I picked the subject of women who fall for the okey-doke is that once you get into that desperation mode, you start to take things from guys who aren't what you're looking for, okay? You may settle for someone because he's saying words that you want to hear. And men pick up on that, okay? And some men, they aren't looking to get married. But if you're looking to get married, you put that out there, okay? Then what he's going to do in order to get in your pants, so to speak, what he's going to do is he's going to throw out the okey-doke. And the okey-doke is he's going to tell you, he's been looking to get married too. He's been looking for a woman like you. You're exactly what he's been looking for. I was married before, but I'm not quite ready to get married again, but I will. You with me? And these kind of guys will drag you on, drag you by your ankles, dragging your arms and shoulders and back of your head on the ground. They'll drag you and drag you for months, maybe even years. And then once you start to put the pressure on for getting married, then they don't want to get married right now. I've been through that. My ex-wife, I just can't go through that right now again. You with me? Well, if he had told you that in the beginning, you wouldn't have let him drag you by your heels and where your shoulders and back and the back of your head is dragging on the ground for months, even a year or so. You wouldn't have gone through that. So, and some women even go through the edge of things, go all the way to the edge of things, and these guys send them there. They let them go there. They say, yeah, we're going to get married, and they start to make these wedding plans, starting to get into doing this, starting to get to where they ready to pay for stuff and in order to secure it, all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, they're there. They have the blinders on. They can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the guy says, I don't think I'm ready to get married yet. I don't think I'm ready right now. And then here comes a big letdown for these women. I'm talking about a huge letdown for these women. It breaks their hearts. And I know that from knowing women, that you guys are tremendously emotional. So when things like that happen, I mean, I'm emotional too. I'm an emotional guy. I don't like people to push me around or even try to push me around, because when you do try to push me around and I feel like you're pushing me around, I get very defensive and I get very emotional about that. So what I'm saying as far as women go is that I understand where you are at that point when they start to talk about, I'm not quite ready, you know. I feel like we're going a little bit too fast. Well, you know, you may be going fast, but that's what it's about. That's how you plan a wedding. But usually, and I've talked about this before, you guys have heard me say this, usually women don't take the time to go through the fiancé stage. Women don't take the time to have a fiancé, to understand how this guy ticks, to understand how he works, to get to know him, to get to know his family, for him to get to know your family. That's what the engagement stage is about. And you can't skip that stage, because if you skip the engagement stage, you're missing a spoke in your wheel. And your wheel's not going to ride quite right from there on, because it's missing that spoke. And you can't get it back. You've already skipped it. It's already missing. So what I'm saying is, when you have a guy and he wants to get married, he gives you a ring, you guys are engaged. Don't jump over that stage in your relationship. Use that as a way of getting to know this guy. Use that as a way of not falling for the okey-doke. The engagement is the way that you don't fall for the okey-doke. Just because a guy looks good and smells good, he's going to tell you, he's going to send that words into your ear that you want to hear. All right? Even if he's not single, a guy that you just met, he'll shoot those words in your ear as pretending as if he is single, because he's trying to see, are you out there to jump tonight, or are you out there, or are you serious about a relationship? If you're out there and you're ready to jump tonight, he's going to shoot everything he can in your ear. When he finds out that you're ready to jump tonight, oh, he's going to jump with you. He's going to be right there to hold every step of the way till he gets what he's after. So once that happens, okay, don't miss this part. Once that happens, if you're not all he thought you'd be, probably won't see him again. But if you're everything he thought you'd be and then some, he'll probably call you back, try to get with you again as soon as possible, because he wants more of what he had before. All right? But now is the time, get this, now is the time for you to start asking questions, for you to start to find out, is this guy who you think he may be. But, you know, women that jump right there in the beginning, that jump in the bed right there in the beginning, usually fall for the okey-doke. All right? And the okey-doke comes in many shapes, forms, and sizes. Some guys lay it on thick and heavy. Some guys don't even want to lay it on at all. They just straight out tell you what they're looking for. And then some guys don't have the okey-doke. They serious about finding a woman and settling down with her. But women, you guys have to be able to find that out. You got to figure out a system on how to find out if these guys are serious or not about getting married. Don't fall for that. I'm trying to teach my daughter not to fall for the okey-doke. There are guys going to be coming here and there and here and there. You're attractive. Okay? So they're going to be coming. They're going to be shooting at you from all angles. But you got to be able to hold them off and find out who's serious and who's not. Okay? And please, ladies, don't jump off the edge of the cliff the first night. Because men, we like the chase. Okay? If you're who we, if you're a woman that we like, tonight's not gonna be the night. You're gonna have to do something to get at me, brother. Then we like that chase. We wanna see what's at the end of the rainbow. So we'll walk the rainbow, we'll follow the rainbow until we get to the end of the rainbow. But on that rainbow, while we're following the rainbow, you women have to ask questions. You have to get in and find out, is this guy real or is he not? All right? Don't fall for the okey-doke. And some of you women out there who've already fallen for the okey-doke, who's been hurt like you wouldn't believe from the okey-doke, then I'm sorry. But from now on, try to do some homework. Try to get to know someone before you fall for the okey-doke. Try to get to know him. Tell him that I don't get down like that. I gotta get to know you first, dude. All right, do that, and he'll either run as fast as he can, or he'll stick around and put the time in. And that's what you want. So thank you guys for listening to the show. I have about a minute left. I thank you guys for listening to the show. Join me again in about 23 and a half hours for the show. Remember, and get the word out to your friends that Frank Williams on the air at 10:30 a.m. for the next 4 weeks. Love you guys. Take care of yourselves. And have a great week at work. Join me back here, 23 and a half hours. Yeah. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. If I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. I'll be gone for a while.